crossover skills are what keep you booked, referred, and recession proof. You would not believe how many times I hear this. I wish I had found you earlier, Emily, before I wasted money on that VA setup course. Those courses out there teach you how to pick a business name and open a Canva account. It's cute, but they don't actually teach you the marketing skills and services that pay the bills that clients are looking for. And you can Google how to set up a business, my friend. That's where Udemy School is different. In 16 weeks, you'll learn client-ready marketing, email, funnels, social, SEO, AI, and graduate with a portfolio and confidence to charge more and say yes to the client work. Doors open October 23rd. Class starts October 30th. Enroll at udemyschool.com. Hey there, I'm Emily Reagan, and you found The Marketing Freelancer. This is the podcast for marketing freelancers and service providers who are already making an impact behind the scenes and want to take their skills, income, and business to the next level. Here, we're all about embracing the unicorn title, a full-stack marketer who can do it all, strategy, implementation, creativity, and everything in between. We're the magic makers who know how to deliver real results for clients and are ready to rise as sought-after marketing specialists. We're building a business we're proud of, working with dream clients with impact, and charging rates that reflect our work's worth. Unicorns unite. Hey, 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 welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Emily Reagan, a fellow marketing freelancer who started back in the day when her kids were small and got to experience how good freelancing is when you are a military spouse, when you are a stay-at-home mom, when you've taken a baby break, when you want to use your brain, when you want to make an impact, and you're ambitious, you like doing work, and you like making money. So welcome to the podcast. We just wrapped up a quick little mini series of Ask Emily Anything, but I'm still taking those questions. So if there's anything you want to ask me, you're dying to ask about marketing or freelancing, you can head over to SpeakPipe, leave me a message, and I could make that an episode, especially going into the new year. So today I want to talk about what's going on in the freelance world right now, because the economy is shifting again. As I'm recording this podcast, like, there's a lot going on in our country alone. There's a lot going on in the world. There has been a government shutdown. There's been a lot of Doge cuts. There has been a tumultuous time in our economy, and we're seeing online things shift too. Businesses are cutting costs. They're hiring fewer employees. They're transitioning a lot of them to fractional or contractor work. They're leaning more on these contractors and freelancers to get things done. And they're also not just looking for any contractor. They're looking for people who can connect the dots, someone who understands how online business runs and not just do one narrow task in a little tiny silo and piecing out. So the tighter version of that is they want more out of the people on their team, right? There's nobody who wants 20 different specialists on their team and has that size business. Like, even look at Amy Porterfield. I think the launch of her course had to have been down. I was scoping out her Facebook group, 1,400 people in there. So it was a lot less than previous launches. But that doesn't mean the work is going away, because I'm still hearing wins all of the time, especially in the work group. One of the podcasts coming up is going to be with our very own Tanisha Dice. And she's going to talk about how she's just made $12,000 from leads in our digital marketers work group in only a couple months of being in the group. And most of those, half of those new six clients, so three, let me do the freelancer math for you. Three of those clients signed long-term one-year contracts. She says she only does 6 and 12 month contracts. So that episode is coming up. Stay tuned. It'll come out in November. But she's made $12,000. I had another work group member, Deanna Seymour, messaged me yesterday. I was standing in line at Socktoberfest with my kids and their soccer club. And she said, hey, I just signed a $4,400 contract with a client. This client serves corporate clients. And so the contract is bigger. And she's doing a SEO strategy, a blogging strategy. She's helping with opt-in. She's stepping into this marketing manager role. And it's so funny about Deanna, because she quit the work group last year and came back to us. And this actually happens a lot. People quit and come back because they realize, oh, it takes work to keep my pipeline full. Why don't I just not stop and just come back to where the jobs are there for me? And it's easy pickings instead of having to go out there and market myself all by myself. Because it's hard as a freelancer, right? We'll get into that in the next couple episodes about finding clients. I have a whole series for you. We're going to be talking about strategies that book clients. But I just want you to know the work is out there. I still see the work. I actually analyzed over 3,000 freelance jobs that came through my work group alone. I ran them through AI to find the trends. And the pattern was super crystal clear. It was clear. Clients don't want button pushers and they want problem solvers. And that's where this term crossover skills comes in. It's skills that cross categories and connect systems and make you indispensable. Even copywriters need to cross over into SEO. They need to cross over into landing page and UX design. They need to cross over into launch strategy and marketing strategy, right? So this isn't just a done in my own silo anymore. So let's talk about this bigger picture. Where we're at, I just want to call like the lean team era. Businesses are downsizing. We've talked about this. They're internal staff, but they still need marketing. Marketing is never going away. They just need it done smarter, faster, and more efficiently. And we're not about to start with somebody who doesn't know what's happening anymore. It's no longer 2016 when any old admin VA could get any old job. It's also great news if you're a freelancer and you have a range. Yes, if you are multi-passionate, if you are well-rounded, if you have the gift of many, what is it, the jack of all trades? Companies are hiring contractors who can wear multiple hats, and the person who can design the email and write it, who can set up the funnel and connect the analytics, who understands marketing strategy and tech, who I was just talking to one of my friends who is trying to add more skills and went through the HubSpot training. And she's like, oh man, I didn't even know like I should be adding lead scoring into my email. I'm like, it's not just writing and sending an email anymore, right? Meanwhile, there's a flood of new freelancers entering this space. We are seeing a lot of corporate folks who've been laid off. They're smart, they're organized. They don't fully understand online in the business world yet. They're used to departments, you know, they're used to budgets and not bootstrapping. But they're coming for some of these freelance jobs. They're looking at some of these fractional positions. So it is getting more competitive in a way. There's a lot of corporate people also looking to take control and hedge their bets, mitigate the risk of the future of this happening to them. I mean, we've all seen the Doge cuts coming, you know, for a year now and almost a year and preparing for that. So yes, there are new freelancers. There's also AI, and it's changing everything every day. It's always changing. I just watched the ChatGPT OpenAI talk and just what's going to happen with Zapier alone or ChatGPT being able to open up apps within it. Oh my gosh, it's going to be a mother brain here. AI is also replacing entry-level tasks. And we talked about in the earlier Ask Emily Anything episode about AI and how to disclose it. But I'm going to repeat myself here, writing emails, brainstorming ideas, formatting posts, writing that first draft. But it's not going to replace strategic thinking, knowing which email to write, how to measure success, how to connect the dots across the business. And that's the gap that clients are desperate to fill. And that's the opportunity for you. So I want you to feel good about yourself if you already catch yourself thinking like that. I mean, that's really what this podcast is dedicated to. If you're not new to me, if you've been around for a while, especially if you're one of my OGs, you're like, yeah, I get it. But let's just talk about what crossover skills really mean. They are bonus skills that sit on top of your core service. So you might not be out there like saying, oh my God, I'm an SEO specialist. But the fact that you could design that, you know, landing page for an opt-in and do SEO, it just makes you more valuable than someone who only knows one thing or only knows one platform. So if you're a social media manager who understands funnels, a copywriter who can analyze metrics, or a VA who can manage projects and automations, you're automatically in a higher income bracket because clients aren't just hiring tasks anymore, they're hiring outcomes. And we talked about articulating that outcome on that recent episode with Stacey Brass Russell about selling high ticket offers. So go back and listen if you haven't. They do want someone who can think, execute, and adapt. It just matters more than ever if you want to stand out, if you want to book the client. I think about Deanna who went in there. SEO isn't her main thing. She's actually going to outsource some of it, she told me, to somebody who's a specialist and get their help. But she's fully capable as a content marketer of stepping into this role and getting assistance where she's weak. Right? So take advantage of crossover skills, A, when you're marketing yourself and when you're saying yes to jobs. They're really the difference from being just another assistant to being the one that the client keeps around, raises rates for, refers to their peers. There's a reason inside the Unicorn Digital Marketing Assistant we give you this. We talk about UTM tracking. We talk about above and beyond landing page design or pixel placement because we know where it's going. We start with our core services, but we're going to just keep building from there. We cover SEO. We talk about ways to make money with affiliate revenue. And that's your job as a unicorn marketer, even if you're just assistant level, to see those opportunities and add in your skills and have the freaking confidence to do it. You know, there are people who could do it even better, but the problem is they're not you and they're not available and they're not already in-house. Okay, so let's talk about the five crossover skills that I saw when analyzing my jobs that came through the work group. So they're not always the, I'm just hiring one person to do this, but there's definitely a pattern. Number one, affiliate management. It shows up in about one of every five of our jobs. And it's usually tucked inside funnels, launches, or email marketing roles because clients need help managing their affiliate programs, tracking payouts, managing relationships, setting up systems. Kajabi, Thrivecart, and Shopify are the top tools. Impact is also in there as a platform to use. And if you know how to do this, which side note, we teach inside the Unicorn Digital Marketing Assistant School, you're touching that intersection of marketing and sales and relationships. That's really freaking powerful. It actually can give you the confidence to go in with sponsorships and brand deals and, you know, get a sponsorship for a blog or a podcast or a live event or a summit. This is where you can hedge into making media kits and sponsorship deals and bringing in new revenue. So top number one, affiliate management. Number two, which I end all of my Unicorn Digital Marketing Assistance modules talking about this. It shouldn't surprise you. Analytics and tracking. This one just doesn't get enough love. Google Analytics, conversion tracking, dashboards. They're not sexy, but they're vital. And more people are questioning whether their marketing is working. They're feeling spread thin. They were all kind of trying to be omnipresent and they need to focus on what's actually working. And data will give it to you. And if you can help a client understand what is working and why, you're not just an assistant, you're a strategist. So you're the person who can help them make those smarter marketing decisions. Hello, this is where you get paid more. And so maybe you're not like Heather Hansen in our work group who can go build a full Looker Studio dashboard. I mean, that's amazing. And at some point you might need to say, hey, client, I know enough that we absolutely need this dashboard and I'm not the one to build it. And so that's where I want you to dip into the work group and hire somebody who does that. Or if it's something you want to learn more of, there is another course to specialize and add that in. Dashboards do take a lot of maintenance and it takes a lot of skill. But being able to log in and read it, know the things that we need to track. I mean, we had that whole episode with Kelsey Silver about the funnel data, like being able to put that on a simple spreadsheet and give it to your client. Like me, even going into the launch of the Unicorn Digital Marketing Assistant School, my email marketing assistant or specialist, Marcy, is telling me every day, what is the waitlist at? What's the active waitlist? How many people have gone cold? How many people have registered for the webinars? Like things like that. And so you have to think in terms of the next step. I went in there and created a Google Analytics event so I could track people who registered. The data is vital. And some platforms give it to you. Some you need to know to go get. Like I think about some of our trainings in the work group are more advanced. We had Annie talking about Hotjar and what kind of data she looks for when she's doing a sales page and she's using the heat map and all these little tips and tools. We really nerd out about that in the work group. Number three. You could take Udemy School self-paced, sure, but the live cohort is where the magic happens. You get weekly Q&As, you have office hours and portfolio reviews, and direct feedback while you're doing the work. You're not just watching the videos, you're building assets alongside other go-getters with me in your corner, and there's just something about the accountability of a live cohort. If you want accountability, community, and job leads while you learn, this is the round to join. Doors open October 23rd. Class starts October 30th at udemyschool.com. Back to the show. Automations, integrations. Zapier shows up in about 3% of our jobs, which doesn't seem that cool, actually, but Zapier makes your life easier, and it's one of those words that impresses people if you know how to do it. Everyone wants someone who can make their tech stack talk and integrate. And the other big tool is Make. I think people don't always know the tool. They know they need tech, which is probably why it's not listed as much. But even if you're doing social or email, you need to understand how to automate those repetitive tasks and save time and money. And that can relate to ChatGPT. It'll be interesting to see what happens if ChatGPT can now replace Zapier. I mean, life would be so much easier. Side note, if you're in our digital marketers work group, we have some good Zapier trainings there. I have some basic ones that I kind of demonstrate how to do it. We also have some good trainings with with Mikli Javier, she did some like, hey, you can send this note to yourself and then it will zap whatever to your computer. Or it will start a whole new Notion template. Like we have some good trainings in the work group with that too. That's always changing as well. But if you can troubleshoot a broken Zap, connect tools like Kajabi, ConvertKit, Typeform, ThriveCart, it instantly levels up your value. And sometimes you get your way in by saying, hey, let me go look. I know with me on my team, sometimes as that breaks, the team ignores it in the inbox and I need somebody just to go in and be like, hey, I'll take a look for you. I'll just give it a first round look and see what's obvious. And at some point, we might need to get the tech person in or see when they're available, right? Right now, we're having a lot of integrations between ThriveCart and Airtable because that's my database with all of our students and our clients and our work group members. Yeah, and you have to think outside the box. You have to think about the next step. I think about my friend who was telling me that she was a marketing manager on her team and going through a launch and they had the tech person set up whatever, the checkout cart. And then they just sat there. She's like, "Well, you needed to link it to the email service provider." It was like integration 101, and she's like, "Well, you didn't tell me to do that." It's like that's the whole point. You get a customer and then you need to be able to talk to them after they buy something. So this is a crossover skill that's really important. And you don't have to be the best at it. I hope you hear that. I am not the best Zapier person, but let me tell you, ChatGPT can help me analyze some of these tech rabbit holes that I get into. Sometimes I go into the work group. I'm like, hey, I'm in a glitch. Somebody help me. Somebody work through. I'm missing something. Sometimes I just need to put the work away and come back later. Okay, so that was number four. So we have affiliate management, analytics tracking, automations, integrations. Number four, copywriting. No surprise there. Copywriting is everywhere. And it's not just about being a writer, but if you're an English, a journalism girly, PR person, you already have a knack for that and you get it. But in marketing, every role touches words, captions, sales pages, emails, ads, graphics. And then you turn into customer service and client communication and fulfillment and internal communication. It all touches words and we need people to write. The ability to write persuasively is what turns marketing into money. The ability to remind your clients, your students, what the transformation is while why they are even there in the first place after they've bought will help you reduce refunds and churn. Yes, AI can help generate words, but it can't always feel tone, emotion, timing. And that's going to be your superpower, even if you don't call yourself a copywriter. Here's the thing, I've never called myself a copywriter, but I did it with ads. And I think one of my greatest moments is when I worked with a big copy client in an agency and I was doing the ads and everyone was like, oh my God, this guy's ads are so good. Let's just study him. And I'm like, haha, it's me. That's my crossover skill. It doesn't mean I want a ton of copywriting projects start to finish from scratch and going through the entire market research and VOC collection. No, but I can use copywriting when I'm writing a blog, when I'm writing even a status post in a free Facebook group. Okay, the fifth one is project management. Ooh, you know I'm big on self-management. You know I'm big on organization, but you have to be able to add Asana, ClickUp, Notion, Trello. Those aren't necessarily glamorous, but they're game changers. And every client needs someone who can keep the team organized, track deadlines, make sure campaigns actually launch, people are doing what they say, and the freelancers who can lead without being bossy and pissing off the team, you know, steamrolling the client. They're the ones who get invited back again. Show me a level of organization, even if it's just inside a Google Doc with some tabs and some indexing, like that will light me up. Have project management when it comes to your SOPs, when you are creating a repeatable process for yourself for the next launch with that same client. Wow them with your management skills. And this will pull you out of all the doing and you'll start getting into the leading, to the marketing management roles. We do have some trainings in the work group. I think we have a Kanban training. Let's see. Kaylee did a Notion. I think we have ClickUp. Do we have Asana? That's a good question. But we're always adding those trainings into our work group because it's so much more advanced than what you learn in the Unicorn Digital Marketing Assistant School focuses on the core marketing, but it's just ongoing, which is why the work group is so great for continuing learning and implementing. You almost need that incubation period. You need a community to come to. You need to know what to add next without feeling overwhelmed like you've got to do everything. Okay, so what do crossover skills really mean for you? It's your edge. It means your power isn't just in one skill and it's in the combination. And that's what you freaking sell on your discovery call, the blend of strategy and execution. That fits exactly what clients need. I told you, they're not just hiring one person in a silo. They need a little bit of both. So freaking own it. The ability to see the big picture and get it done. Eventually, you can pull out of that. You can take on the marketing manager roles. You can take on fractional CMO roles. But the crossover skills make you the freelancer who can step into a client's business and figure it out. Even if you haven't even done their tech stack yet, you will have the confidence to do that because you can solve problems. You can deliver results. You're not an excuse queen. That's why this data going through this job list really fires me up. If you go over to Instagram and you DM me list one, or you comment on any of my posts, we'll send you this freelance job report that has broken down all of the top jobs based on most requested services, information about the budget, what type of role they're hiring, most requested. I don't know. We have everything from social to project management tools and design tools and website platforms, just so you can help you like pick which way to go, what do you need to focus on? That's why this data really fires me up. Everything we put on this freelance report, on this list, because it proves what I've been saying for years, that being a jack of all trades doesn't hold you back. It actually sets you up. And a unicorn doesn't mean you do everything. I'm not talking about, oh, and you also do inbox management and pick up their dry cleaning. No. I'm talking about a generalist within the marketing department or the customer service department, a little bit of the ops department. You start broad enough, learn how marketing actually works, and then you specialize later from a place of strength, competence, experience, and you already have the social proof. You already have the wins with your clients. Then you start niching down. So if you're realizing, yes, marketing is the next step, if you want to build that full stack marketing foundation, that's exactly what we do in the Unicorn Digital Marketing Assistant School. You can hop on the waitlist now. The doors are opening October 23rd. It's where you learn all these pieces so you don't stay admin generalist forever and you also don't stay marketing generalist forever. But you have to learn how to understand online marketing so you can grow niche and lead with confidence. If you already have these skills we talked about and you're like, damn straight, that's me. I'm already doing that. And your business is set up. You're looking for these kind of clients. You were really turned on when I told you Deanna just booked a $4,000 client. If you want access to these 3,000 jobs for freelancers and contractors, then you need to join our Digital Marketers Workgroup. There's an application link in the show notes. Either way, this is the moment to step up. The economy is shifting. AI is evolving. Clients are getting smarter. Your competition is getting smarter. And those clients don't just want help. They want marketing partners who can think, execute, and connect the dots. I talk about this all the time on the podcast. People are frustrated with their teams when they're not doing the next thing. You wouldn't believe how many DMs I get. Even one today, I was on a kind of a coffee chat with somebody who's very high level in somebody very high level's program as a coach. And she said, my marketing person just isn't really cutting it. And it feels like I should be getting more. And I can guarantee you it's because we're not leaning into those five other things. That's what crossover skills are. Crossover skills are what keep you booked, referred, and recession proof. And I'm talking to the people here who, if you're starting from scratch, if you haven't done this before, if you're coming from an industry or something similar and you just need to push yourself into the online place, crossover skills sell. It's time for you to take control of yourself. It's time for you to see the value in what you offer. What I teach in UDMA school is not performative. It's not motivational BS. It's actual skills, skills to go make money and give you power to create wealth, to change your situation, and to change your life. So I hope you feel it in your bones. In this new economy, your biggest advantage isn't doing one thing well. It's knowing how it all works together. Okay. Get on the waitlist for UDMA School. Make sure you're joining us on our 7 Ways to Land Clients, our live. That's October 15th. Get your applications in for our work group. And here's a reflection point. What are you doing that you're not charging your clients for? What are you doing extra because they didn't ask, but you just know to do it? That's a big hint. That's a big hint you're already doing it. All right, I'll see you in the next episode. Thanks for tuning in to The Marketing Freelancer. If you're ready to connect with other marketing freelancers, learn advanced strategies, and take your business to the next level, check out our Digital Marketers Workgroup. It's my exclusive membership where you'll find the support, community, and tools to land premium clients and grow your income. Visit marketersworkgroup.com to learn more, or just use the link in the show notes. Apply today. Step into your power, own your expertise, and command the rates your work deserves. See you next time on The Marketing Freelancer. Unicorns unite. Have I been saying crossover skills this whole time, Emily? I might need to re-edit that. Like, confusing myself. I need to put down the wine. Just kidding. Kidding, not kidding. Still stuck doing calendar management and inbox cleanup while clients hand the real marketing projects to someone else and then pay them more? UDMA School opens October 23rd. In 16 weeks, you'll learn the marketing skills clients actually pay for: email marketing, funnels, SEO, and even AI workflows. Class starts October 30th. Grab your spot at udmaschool.com.